Hey, Adinette here. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of MLO. On the broadcast today, we actually have a recording of a live stream with multiple people. Christian Kemp's in the house, as well as Tyler Ross from Payne West. Casey Carpenter, a veteran loan officer, gives his perspective as well. So today, I really want you to dive home on the tips and tricks. Note these guys of homeowners insurance. This is something that's overlooked in the home buying and selling process. So take some notes, get ready, and thanks so much for listening. Hey, welcome to the live show. I wanted to let everybody know that we are going to start doing these broadcasts Wednesday and Friday consistently, so you guys know where to find us. I know for sure Wednesday we're going to hit up 3 p.m. I'm not so sure about Friday yet, so we'll see how it rolls. But today I'm extremely excited. We're going to bring together the full MLO team. So Christian Kemp, aka Kempers, aka Mortgage Guru, is in the house with us. I'm going to bring him on. We're going to bring our veteran loan officer, Casey Carpenter, giving us his perspective on things. But the main showcase will be Tyler Ross, trusted insurance agent here locally in the market. So we're going to dive deeper today to some tips and tricks you can do to protect yourself as a home buyer, what to look out for with insurance. Does cheaper mean better? Also hitting up home on how homeowners insurance can actually affect your closing costs, which is a really big deal for our home buyers and sellers as well. So I'm going to bring in CK, aka Mortgage Guru, in the house with us today. Thanks for taking the time, Christian.
Thank you, Addison.
I know you're hot on. Everybody's grinding out there, so appreciate you taking the time. And I'm super stoked to have T. Ross in the house with us.
Yeah, this is a great item to talk about. I know that we get a lot of questions, and glad to dig in some of these deep dives into the residential insurance side of things.
Oh, 100%, man, 100%. Yeah. And then to segue over, we've got the man, Casey Carpenter, veteran loan officer in the house, taking the time. I know you've been out there grinding too, so thanks for being here today, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys. Appreciate it. Great subject today, as we all know, insurance. It comes up and there's questions to be asked.
Yeah, we're diving deep. And then our showcase guest on the show today, my man, Mr. Tyler Roth. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good to see you.
Good
to see all you guys.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Addy. Thanks, Christian. Thanks,
Casey. We know we're busy, so like,
hey thank you.
Let's get into it. First and foremost, just to bring it together, I do want to encourage everybody watching and listening, please comment, throw in your questions, because this is just as much for you guys as it is for us. So the whole goal at MLO is to provide transparent information about the home buying and selling process. So we like to bring in key people that we know and trust and hopefully like on top of that. Tyler, you fall into it. But just give an insight, man. Couple key things I said in the intro, though, and I wanted to regroup here is like, hey, and we'll leave it open to the comments and see how they come through. But cheaper isn't always better. What to look out for when you're looking for homeowners insurance, how that plays a role in our closing. Cause now, especially with everyone working remote, it does play this huge freaking role in closing on time. Then another thing I threw down, guys, was how that affects our closing costs. Your premium does affect your closing costs with the prepaid calculation. So these are all things we're going to dive into, but first and foremost, T. Ross, like, give us your intro, give us who you are, where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So my name is Tyler Ross. I work for Payne West Insurance, one of the largest independent brokers on the West Coast. Offices all over Oregon, Idaho, Washington, and Montana. We offer, 10 plus different independent carriers for personal lines. And then obviously we're big enough to have a commercial sector, a benefits sector, and a small business sector. So we're kind of a one-stop shop for everything. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Nice. So you don't just do home, like you do it all.
We do it all, man. We do it all. We get questions all the time like, do you guys do commercial insurance too? I necessarily don't do that. We have specialists who specialize in that sort of business. So where our kind of business model is ran up is everyone has kind of their specialty niche on what they represent and how knowledgeable they are at one case. So it's a very unique model that we have.
Yeah. So, and just to like kind of open up with the first question here, like, and I want to preface and, you know, Kemp and Carp are going to, you know, tie into it. I think we're always trying to reframe things because collectively us four, like we're doing this all day long, right? Just like and other people. So we tend to get off on these tangents, right? Where to where we're talking so much lingo and people don't get it. So I think one thing to start with is like when you get into contract, you have an accepted offer if you're a home buyer, you will need to provide an insurance premium quote to close on the loan eventually. So that's one of these like key homework items when you first get into contract is like, hey, get with your insurance agent and get a quote so we can get that going. So I want people to know that right when you get an insurance or sorry, when you get an accepted offer, that is going to be your homework. It's like, you got to work with the insurance because it's all estimates up till we actually know specific to the property. So tie into you, Tyler, like when someone reaches out, give us some insight to, you know, what are those conversations like right now? And just briefly give us, give a little role play insight, you know?
Yeah.
Someone hits you up, hey dude, I got an accepted offer, you know?
And that's I'm the ready best to part. Go. Is,
right?
Yeah. So one of the first things, I mean, it's a split and split. Some of them are first time home buyers who are like, I've never bought a home before. I don't know what homeowners insurance helped me out. And that's a great process to educate them. The other option that I get is the first thing I said is I want the cheapest insurance. I just want the cheapest rate. Addison gave me your contact information. He said you're good. He said you give me the lowest rate possible. And so what I have to do is dissect that and explain to him is like, what does that mean to you? Are you telling me you want just the cheapest rate so that you don't want the bare minimum insurance? Or are you telling me you just want the best coverages for the lowest rate? And I think our industry, we get so confused and we just assume that when someone says, I want the cheapest insurance, that means I have to cut out every coverage possible to either one, win this deal and give this person the lowest price possible. At the end of the day, that's not what they asked for in the first place. And so we really have to decipher and we have to really customize their insurance to their needs. So we ask a ton of questions up front. We ask them more than probably the normal insurance agent does, just because they may not know what there's coverage out there that they actually need that they never asked before. And so it's a really interesting model. It doesn't take, you know, save, you know, 15% in 15 minutes. That model doesn't work for us just because we're not the bare bones. We're not giving you the barest policy out there. We're trying to customize your insurance needs based off your lifestyle. Because not everyone has the same lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Tyler, can you just tell, like, for the new home buyer, what is homeowners insurance? What does it do for them? What does it cover? I think there's still homeowners out there who are like, I pay this, it's in my mortgage, but what is it? I really don't know. I know that it protects me in case of something happens, but what happens if I get a flood? What happens if my house catches on fire?
Or does it?
What is it?
And so these are all the questions that we ask. And it's a good thing that you brought that up, because when I ask people, you know, hey, what's your current home policy look like, or do you know how much you pay? They have absolutely no idea. When it comes to their auto insurance, they know the exact dollar amount they spend. They may even know the coverages they have. But with homeowners, they just have no clue, just because they never really had to dive deep. And there, a lot of clients of mine, they think, I just want to be covered just in case I have a fire loss. The fire loss is like the first thing that pops up to in a lot of homeowners' mind is, I want to make sure that I'm covered in the event that I have a full total fire loss and I could rebuild my home from the ground up. And I can tell you that almost every single policy out there will do that to a T, with some give and takes on how that is. But that's not the average claim that we see on the market. We see a lot of we see a lot of water losses that happen quite frequently. We just have some companies who added service line endorsements, and we're seeing more and more carriers out there offering this type of coverage because they're seeing it more frequently. So it just is a matter of, you know, what you're looking for. And we have to break it down to, okay, yes, we're going to take care of you in total fire losses, but here's some of these other losses that are happening within our industry that you need to be covered for, because the last thing you want to do is you're going to have to pay $10,000 to $20,000 out of pocket for a water claim that either you didn't ask if you wanted this certain type of coverage, or you just didn't even know about it. That's the worst case scenario is, you know, calling your insurance agent, hey, my toilet's backed up and there's water everywhere and my floors are all damaged. Do I have this covered? No, you don't. You said you denied that coverage. Oh, it wasn't even asked of me. How could I deny something that wasn't even asked? And that goes back to that initial setting of, you know, I want the lowest rate possible. So that's where it just, you know, we try to decipher that and give them all the option up front and let them decide what they do or do not want.
So going like, just to like bring that back, because that's a lot and that's really good. But this question here, what are the factors to determining your insurance costs? And I think if you could bring that down to us just for a couple of key statements, like, you know, I always like to use the like good driver, bad driver, like analogy, right? So like, you tell us, A, what is your premium? What are some key components to determining your cost? But then also, I loved what you said, where like that's covered and not covered. How are those even being determined? And then lastly, give us an example too. Like, what's like the craziest thing where insurance has saved somebody? I think that would be great
too. Yeah. So the first question to touch on is, you know, how do we, I mean, unless I heard it wrong, is how do we get to a premium dollar? Or what could affect those things?
Right.
So a couple for credit score is always big. So depending on your credit score, I know that should have nothing to do with insurance, but it does. So your credit score, depending on, you know, how good it is or how not good it is, it will affect it. There is something called an insurance score. So if you're someone in the past who have maybe have not have paid your bill, or you had a lapse in coverage, or you've had the lowest liability limits possible, or even switched year after year after year, that's always affecting your insurance score, kind of like your credit score. So that's going to ding you as well. Older homes. So if I'm quoting a home that was remodeled, that was a 1950s home that was remodeled, that's kind of like the big thing right now, is a lot of first-time home buyers are buying these remodeled homes. Well, even though on the outside they look good, the plumbing, the electrical, the wiring may all not be up to code. And so usually an older home, it's going to be a lot higher than basically a new manufactured home, just because the odds of something happening at that home are obviously a lot less.
Right.
So there's, on top of other things, those are kind of like the things where you could decipher home premiums for the most part. And then obviously talking about, and I want to touch on this because I think it will touch on a lot of things, but you told me one of the craziest stories that I've heard as far as where homeowners insurance has saved someone. Yeah. So I have a current client right now who has, it's not closed out yet, but it's going over $80,000 in water damage, and that is fully covered. Not every company offers more than $25,000 worth of coverage. Some don't even, like I said, depending on the agent, they don't even offer it. There are a few companies out there that will give you the option to select more than just the average baseline number. And this saved her. I can't imagine paying more than $80,000 for a water claim out of pocket. And this is basically saving her because they don't have the means to pay that. So the reverse case scenario to tell you guys a story about where it hasn't worked for someone. I had a client back in November who bought a policy. It was still a really good policy. That was $25,000 worth of water coverage. We offered something that had a bit more comprehensive coverage. They wanted to save the $75 a year. They chose to go with the homeowner's policy that had $25,000 worth of water coverage. 3 days into his home, two of his toilets backed up, his shower backed up, and there was about $42,000 worth of water damage. At the end of the day, that $75,000 or the $75 a year cost them an extra $20,000 out of pocket because of that initial savings. So we try to let people know, and I always tell that story because we're always trying to give clients two options to choose from. And having them decide and telling that story, they kind of put it in their head like, wow, maybe I don't want to pay out of pocket for this. This is something I really don't. I don't have an extra $20,000 laying around in the case that it does happen. And we're talking about adding endorsements. I mean, you're looking at anywhere between $20 extra a year to $80 extra a year. When you break down the cost of insurance, you much rather save $20,000 than the $80 a year. And that's the crazy part, man. I know this is a tough time where people are trying to save money. And I know I'm still talking to clients about insurance. And when it gets broken down and you give them the option and you show them the different scenarios that can happen, they are willing to pay more because they – looking down the road, they don't want to pay that extra amount if something does happen. Right. That makes sense.
Right. Definitely. And I think that's a big thing about what you said. It's $75 a year difference.
Yeah.
You know, when you spread it out, and I just remember one of the best things that someone told me is a couple things you just don't cheap out on is insurance is one of them, you know, shoes are one of them, a couple suits, you know, things that will last a long time. Be put into the quality. And so, I think insurance is one of the biggest thing, and people just don't think about it day in, day out like you would. So I think like this forum, just bringing this to light, is going to make people's a little lights come on and say, hey, I need to talk to my agent. And everybody should be looking at this right now. This is back to having like their annual planning with you. I'm sure you go over all their coverages and everything else. That's why it's good to have that with your mortgage officer. We want to talk about those future items as well. So going back to that original policy and the new policies, what's the next step once they get that quote and everything else?
Yeah, so usually if what we do is Addison and I have a ton of people who send me, they usually send me someone way in advance before they close. So what my goal is to get everything done either a week or 2 weeks before closing day, obviously email Addison and his team. So not only do I email Addison, but I email the processors. And why that's a big thing is because that way I take one extra step out of your guys' day to make sure that that's all taken care of. And so once we send over the binder, it doesn't take very long to do that. That homeowner's process is done. If people end up switching to their autos with us as well, usually people close on the same day. A lot of people think that they have to wait out their policy contract to switch over things. That's not the case. You can switch at any time. I think there's one insurance company out there that charges a cancellation fee. But other than that, you can change at any time. So a lot of people just switch over everything the same day that they close. And it's so important that I get that we do that well before the closing date, because that closing date, depending on what scenario happens, it could change. And so having someone that could adapt and change with that and be able to change that policy in a matter of minutes is huge, because not a lot of companies can do that.
That's a huge thing. You got to dial that in too, because like that's a pain point right now. Mm-hmm. So a huge environmental change in the process is the fact that everyone's working remote. So that includes insurance people. So like, for example, we really struggle. There's certain things referred to as like a binder. We'll dive into it. There's a set of documents that most people don't even know about that has to get from insurance to the lender in order to close the loan on time. And we're experiencing like literally like Casey, Christian, and I have a dedicated team member, Kanoa Jan. Yep. I literally, no joke, he was trying to have him on here, but he's like, dude, I got to call these insurance companies. Like, he can't even make time to talk about how much of a pain in the butt it is, because he'll have like four or five phones going and calling all of these companies, and people are answering or not answering, and they're super, super slow. So especially if it's a 1-800 number. I've noticed too, a 1-800 discount insurance. I won't name names, but you know, a little kind of creature that's green, that 15 minutes, 15%. They're the worst. I asked Canoa, is like, who is the worst to work with? He's like, by far that company. Yeah. And the reason being too is like, they won't even prioritize a request from the lender. The only way you can even get a prioritized phone call after you're like hours on hold is if you are the homeowner or proposed homeowner. Right. So where people like T. Ross, so like, it's huge because we have a relationship. You're a part of the community. Yep. You're vested into this transaction. And like Tyler and his wife, like they like shotgun it and get it done. And they understand, because if they don't fall through, like your reputation is tarnished here. So I'm sorry to butt in and kind of like jump on the stage there.
Well, and I kind of have a one off the top for T. Ross. You know, I'm reaching out, right? Should I be reaching out to my local, you know, insurance broker, or should I reach out to a bigger company? What's the difference, or what do you think's maybe offered in the difference? Because, you know, even as a vet, right? I mean, there's several, you know, veteran, you know, stuff that we would call or something. And so, give us that.
Yeah. So I guess a tip that I could add real quick is, if people are asking, you know, when is a good time to go look at my insurance, or when I should go shop it, if you've been with a company in between about 3 years to 7 years and after that, that is what we call the sweet spot. Insurance companies like bidding for people who pay their bill and are loyal. Mm-hmm. So if you've been with a company, and obviously a lot of people are trying to save money right now, if you've been with any insurance company for longer than 4 years, you are probably looking at saving anywhere between $10 to $30 a month, as long as the driving activity, as long as the claims are all buttoned up the same way it is on the back end. So that's a really tip. I mean, I know a lot of people are loyal. The one of the good things about being an independent agent is we have that opportunity to move someone, just because we offer a lot of companies. But if you're with what we call a direct carrier and only offers one product, it's really hard have them go shop somewhere, because they only are able to offer that product. And so one of the things is, people always, you know, ask like, hey, you know, should I go local or should I call someone direct? I mean, call it. I would say, you know, we're not afraid. Call many options. I know we offer Progressive, and a lot of people have Progressive Direct, and I can kind of break that down what that means. So either Progressive Direct is you go online or you call in to directly to Progressive. That is one option. Or you go through an independent agent, and they offer Progressive rates and Progressive homeowner rates. If you are someone right now that is sitting and thinking that maybe I have Progressive Direct, I would definitely reach out and call any independent agent that offers Progressive, because why wouldn't you have an agent that represents you, someone you could talk to, rather than calling a 1-800 number every time? I would definitely reach out. And that's huge, and that's key. And so if you are out there and you do have that option, please reach out. And then, like I said, every company offers different coverages. There are HO5 policies and HO3 policies. And the best way I could break that down for, obviously, you guys and viewers, the simplest way is an HO3 policy is a named peril policy, meaning there's items that are named that are covered. If that covered loss is not named, it's automatically excluded. An HO5 policy is an open and peril policy, meaning that unless the company writes in that it's excluded, everything, for the most part, it's covered. And so just right there, without even talking about rates or talking about coverages or anything, there's two different things. And there's only a handful of companies who offer that HO5 policy. A lot of people offer the HO3 policy. So even just right there, just things are so different. So get as many options as you can. But just know, if you're in that position where you're switching from year after year after year, you're only hurting your insurance score. And you'll slowly start seeing your policy premium increase over time just by switching year after year after year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like the unloyal discount.
It really is. Someone told me the other day, it's like, I just feel like every year I just keep paying more and more and more. And it's because people are always trying to save year after year, which is good, but you have to build some longevity so that way insurance companies want your business. You have to think of it kind of outside of just insurance and just thinking, would someone want my profile of business to be a part of? And people fight for that business. Insurance companies love that. And so
I don't think anybody knows any of those facts. I think that's new to a lot of people. I know you told me that about 2-3 years ago, and I took advantage of that. And I saw my policy go down half because I was with my past insurance agent for 13 years. And I did feel the loyalty, and I did leave him my homeowner's insurance policy and then took my car policy to the new place because he just couldn't flat out touch it. But I think that's I don't think anybody knew that there was insurance kind of credit score, so to speak. And that's a great fact to get out there and save you some monthly savings. So thank you for that.
And again, I can't stress having someone to talk to that represents you is so big, whether that's an independent agent, or I'll even give props to the State Farms, the Allstates, the Farmers. Mm-hmm. Having someone represent you is so key, especially on the homeowner side, because homeowner claims are definitely not like auto claims. Auto claims, you can have a bunch. There's still options for you to go and get insured. But homeowner claims, once you start having 2 or even 3, the options to go find homeowners insurance dwindle so far down.
Right.
And the premium increases such a huge margin. So having someone to have conversations, whether it's, hey, should I make this type of home claim? Or being, hey, if you make this small home claim, this is what's going to happen to you on the back end of it. Because one, I obviously not giving much detail, I have a client who had basically it was like a $800 homeowner's policy. Because they had a theft claim, that claim on one of my carriers went from $800 a year to $1,200 because of a $1,000 theft claim that they had. And that claim stays on that policy for 5 years.
Wow.
So they're paying on that for 5 years. So having that conversation and just letting people know. And again, it goes back to giving people options and letting them know everything up front, because I guarantee you they'll appreciate it. Even if it does go up, they know because you had that conversation before. So
definitely. Transparency. We love it.
Yep.
Yeah, super, super good. And I think rolling into the next question would be impacting your closing costs. Because that actually, and this is something that the guys and I will kind of hit on.
Yeah.
So something that's included if you're escrowing your property taxes and insurance into your mortgage, which is super, super common, a huge percentage of people do, the factor of closing costs is determined by about a year plus a couple of months toward the annual premium of your homeowner's insurance. So for an example, like say your loan officer was underestimating the potential cost of homeowners insurance on a monthly basis, you could see an additional $500 to $1,000 in your closing costs that were unforeseen. So I think the accuracy, once again, going back to working with your loan officer, but also working with a really honest homeowners insurance agent that can give you, get you into an equal balance. Cause going back to your thing where it's like cheaper is not always better. Like,
yeah,
man, yeah, we could get that premium down as low as possible, but if anything happened, you're absolutely screwed, and then you're house poor. And we never want to put anybody into that, those positions. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
But I think it is important, just the accuracy point, because you'll see lenders out there like putting in BS estimates for monthly homeowners insurance just to look competitive. Right. If you've got a consumer out there shopping, like, right, Casey, like, have you
absolutely. And honestly, I mean, as we all know, depending on what you're buying, condo, single family, detached, right, these monthly quotes actually are important, because we're qualifying people off of income, you know, and these monthly liabilities, these debts, and that that home insurance portion is a big factor. And if someone is tied in qualifying, and you know, you're getting different quotes out there, or you're getting lenders that are say, you know, it'll be $20 a month, you know, when really, hey, we know it may be more like 75 or something like that. You know, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I want people to listen. Like, if you're obviously adding you guys and other lenders out there, if you guys have a personal relationship with an insurance agent, that's a valuable piece to your guys' business. And that, I can't stress that enough, because you guys are going the extra mile that not a lot of lenders take to understand insurance differently, to help your clients close better and not bring closing costs up. And that's so key. I know Addison and I talk frequently, and they'll ask me, hey, why is this maybe so expensive? Or, hey, what is this going to look like? And I try to educate him to what to expect. So that way, if he does get that client down the road, he's not giving a super low DTI estimate when it's going to shoot up. One of the big things that happen is if people are buying outside of a city limits, and I'm talking, let's say we're talking more kind of in the country. Well, the insurance is going to be a lot higher just based off the fact that the fire code is extending out. So the city fire code, it's 2. So that's really, really good. Very low rates. But the more you go out, the higher that number gets, the more that insurance is going to cost. And then another one, again, if the biggest thing is, going back to first-time home buyers, which is huge for you guys as viewers, is if you're a first-time home buyer and you're buying a home that's been flipped, on the outside as a lender or to them, they're thinking, wow, this home is basically brand new. Well, insurance doesn't see it that way. So sometimes they look, oh, the house looks nice on the outside, I'm going to lower this down because it could be this much. And then when we actually get into it and the plumbing hasn't been updated, or the electrical, the heating, or the roof hasn't been updated, that doesn't help the insurance premium. That actually
lipstick on the pig.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so no, that's why just trying to and educate. And then obviously, if they have a home claim, I know that's something that you guys wouldn't know off the top of your head or even can, you know, think of. But if someone does have a home claim prior to buying this new home, or had a renter's claim, that will affect their insurance that you guys wouldn't even know of, because it stays on the record. So there's a lot of things that factor in, but we have these conversations and we try to help you guys better, you know, assist your clients by giving that number as close as possible.
Well, it's so valuable, Addison, right? Yeah. The education, it's so valuable.
Oh, yeah. I know Addison is good on this, but I have other lenders who, just by the education piece, they're almost it's funny, they're almost spot on what they think the homeowner's insurance, and they don't have anything to input to give them that number, just based off the conversation we've had, which is huge. Because when they give that initial quote, they're pretty accurate for the most part.
Right. Yeah, no, those are super good points. And a question that Casey, Christian, and I get all the time, are there any first-time home buyer programs, even for insurance? Because you look at like insurance, at least from a driving standpoint, you know, Tyler and I were talking on, you know, last week, you're saying like kids are so expensive to insure as drivers. So is it a similar concept for first-time home buyers?
No, so actually, and to give a shout out to one of our carriers, Progressive does offer like a first-time home buyer's discount, and it's pretty significant discount. Now, even though I say that, every carrier's discounts have different languages, so Progressive's first-time home buyer discount could be totally something named differently on Safeco. But there's no certain specific unique plans that they get for being a first-time home buyer. It's just the discounts add up just differently.
Right.
I know the big thing I get with when it comes to like USAA, They offer discounts for vets, and there's companies out there that do offer that same type of discount. They're just not called USAA. So there's plenty of discounts that you could get according to where you fall. But being a first-time home buyer, I can't stress this enough. If you don't have renter's insurance right now and you're renting, the one thing that could help, again, that insurance score is looking at getting a renter's policy, because that shows proof that you had some sort of insurance before the fact. And so that does help.
Okay, very cool. And if, is for veterans out there, you know, is that something that we could look at potentially taking advantage? I'm asking for Casey.
Yeah, so
USAA, right? I'd be go-to. I'm a vet, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I got USAA. I'll put that out there. But as a vet, I mean, you think, you know, I mean, with Navy Federal, you have those different things kind of when you're in the service. It's almost a given. You're getting those set up, right? You're going to get your Navy Fed bank account or whatever, you know, branch you're in. You're going to, you know, probably get USAA for car insurance, because that's probably the first thing you're doing with your check, right? Get that first big brand new car after you got overseas. So that, it's just that stuff. But, yeah, tell me about it, because there's obviously stuff maybe veterans don't know about. I'm all about the education.
So the USAA model is very interesting. So if you call on someone who has USAA, they're usually been with USAA for a very long time. And the one of the real reasons I hear all the time, they never bring up price. It's, I love the service. And that goes back to, you know, price. Do you want the cheapest insurance or do you want, you know, comprehensive service? And so what's happened is they created a model where they could call someone and it's very fast service. Now, obviously, there's certain sectors that doesn't help with, and you guys know that. But for the most part, when it comes to servicing their clients in the event that they have a claim, is really good. And that's kind of what the independent channel model is similar to as well. And so what happens is we're going through quoting through USA. We're going through the whole process. We're deciphering their coverages. USA, for whatever reason right now, as far as homeowners rates, are not very competitive. But when we add that element into service, that vet who's loving USA because they get, whether it's a certain discount or the service, they're like, wow, I'm getting the service even better because now I have a person that's just my agent, but also I'm getting a much less price than I was paying before, because they really care about that service. The service is such a huge part. And to know that you could call your agent or your account manager who is servicing you and actually hearing you and representing you. I think one of the key words that USA is kind of brings up is, we represent you, we represent the vets. Well, that can't be said. I mean, when it comes to the independent model, that is that model is, we represent you. So what that means is, I don't represent the carriers that I put our clients with. At the end of the day, I represent them. And so that is huge, because in the event that you do have a claim or you do have a loss, I could tell you, people, when that happens, their heart drops because they don't know how they're going to be taken care of. They've never gone through a claim, especially a home claim. And to have someone that can represent you, and in the event that your insurance company, because I think we all know insurance company are for-profit companies, they're not in it to lose money. So to have someone to make sure that they abide by the policy contract we put in place is huge. It's so huge.
That's a huge difference.
The story I could tell you, we had a home in Montana. There was an avalanche that came through the neighborhood, destroyed this home. It was an $850,000 home, gone. They put a claim through one of our carriers, and they denied the claim outright, said due to the cause of loss being avalanche, it's denied. Act of God is denied. Well, we have a claims team. We hired all these people to go out to this house, do a bunch of research. They deemed that it was the weight of snow that caused the damage, not the avalanche. So all because they had that extra voice, all because they had those extra resources, that home that was denied was automatically covered on the back end by our claims team and our the people who do the research. So it's so that part, you probably will never see a price on a piece of paper. You'll never probably get that conversation when you're talking to maybe agents outside that independent model. But again, when you work for a carrier, it's really hard to go against your employer and say, hey, you did this wrong, you need to fix it, because you work for them.
Right. That's different too, Tyler. Like, just to hop in, like, you and your wife do a lot of the post-closing representation. So when a claim does come through, you actually have some sort of emotional tie and you want to service the clients. Like, I think that's one of the biggest things people don't think about. It is like, if something happens, like, do you want to be down the river of 1-800, I don't really give a shit, you know? Or someone that actually cares about you and your family and wants to fight for you because you've overturned claims and successfully represented your clients. And that's huge.
Right? And the relationship part is I mean, the best story that I have, and it's near and dear to my heart, and she actually texted me today, made sure my family was okay. But I had a client who she forgot to let me know she had an SR-22 on her auto policy, and it was December 23rd. And they needed that SR-22 through the DMV by January, I think, 4th. And so it does not take a short time. It takes a while to get that information to the DMV. So I was on the phone from December 23rd to probably the last day they could submit it with the DMV, with her, back and forth for hours and hours and hours on end. Not because I wanted to keep their business, because I actually cared. And a lot of agents out there do. But, you know, spending 2 to 3 hours talking to the DMV and then talking to her for a few hours going back is really not a lot of fun for people. And so literally on the last hour that the DMV was open, the day that they were allowed the SR-22, I was able to call my carrier, chat with someone as furthest I get to get that SR-22, emailed her so that way she'd go to the DMV, and they didn't restart her the SR-22 portion. And that's something that not every agent out there does. Every agent is capable to do that, but it's just, it's a different feel because it matters more. And that's huge.
Yeah, for sure. Fantastic. I think we're going to start weighing in the plane here. So I want to just kind of do a round robin. Anything else? Christian, did we hit all the notes, I think, on your end?
I think we could go another hour probably, because I'm finding out all these new little nuggets and like to dive a little bit deeper. But no, I just wanted to thank Tyler for his time and all these little ways that our clients and our audience can save some money monthly, and also just start the conversation. So yeah, get a hold of your agent, or get a hold of our big guy right here. We'll have his information out there, but or get a hold of us and we'll get you in contact. But thank you again, I appreciate it.
Anything from you, Casey? Any
I think T. Ross has hit it right on the top. I mean, you know me, service, service, you know, all about it, never about the cost, always about the service. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and just to kind of bring it to a summary, guys, so a couple key points. Cheaper isn't always better, and Tyler really demonstrated that for us today on this episode of MLO, just showing us, hey, it might not be in your best interest to just try to save $5, $10 a month. Additionally, impacts to having someone represent you. That is super. 1-800 doesn't care about you. So Tyler Ross or your local agent, like, it's just the impact in the long run, moving in post-close and having someone that cares about your policy and when and if something does happen to your asset, your overhead, your home, they're fighting for you in those claims departments. So some really big takeaways there. And then we transition once again toward what the impact of working with someone vested in you in your closing date, because that's important and not thought about much. And it's very important right now in this environment to have people that are pushing your file along and adding to hitting that closing date to make it as enjoyable as possible. So we just encourage everyone, you know, reach out to Tyler, reach out to us. We're here. Like, comment. We will definitely be hitting this again. And thanks for everyone for watching today. Just to recap, hit us up on Wednesdays and Fridays for the live recordings of MLO, and we will be on all of your, you know, your munchable stations for podcasts. And it's official too. We have launched our YouTube channel, guys. So
there it is.
There we go.
This is the first
time. This is exciting stuff. Thank you, guys.
First ever live stream to the YouTube. Yeah. So like, comment, message, subscribe, hit that little button, and make sure you get notified on all of our future episodes. But once again, Wednesdays and Thursdays, and we appreciate the support. I know Casey and Christian do. It's just the overwhelming support from the community and everyone nationally. So once again, guys, thank you, Tyler. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll catch you guys on Friday.
Perfect. Cheers, fellas. Thank you. See ya.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of MLO. Really hope you guys took home some great points there. These are just super transparent insights on the real estate market, especially when financing, buying, selling a home, Gotta know the straight up, gotta know the down and dirty. So looking forward to continuing cranking out these episodes for you. Keep posted Wednesday and Friday for the live shows, and we will keep posting transparent insights that help you be prepared for buying and selling a home. Till then, my name is Addy Nett. This was MLO. Have a good one. Hope you enjoyed this episode of MLO Podcast. If you're ever wanting to see these episodes on video, feel free to check out the live stream content on our Facebook page. Also, the YouTube channel, which is just starting Modern Loan Officer, where you can dive in and get all the insights, the straight up, transparent feedback on what you need to know about buying and selling in the real estate market. Next week, I'm super excited for our guest, Tyler Ross, a good friend and colleague of mine, teaches us what we can do not to get screwed over by homeowners insurance, how to get the best rate and things to look for. So till next time, this is AddyNet, and I'm out.